It's Marketplace Tech for Monday the 27th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today in Barcelona, Spain, Mobile World Congress is kicking off. The massive tech conference for mobile devices has for a few years now been a venue for discussions around 5G, the next generation of cell service that'll bring us even faster internet to our growing ecosystem of internet-connected devices. I'm talking cars, phones, toasters, the whole shebang. And it's getting bigger all the time, so we will need new ways to connect and get better service. Mike Nunez, tech editor at the site Gizmodo, has been looking into 5G and is here to talk with us. Mike, thanks for coming through.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so 5G. The G is generation, right?
Yeah. The easiest way to think about this is that there have been five generations of telephone technology over the course of history. So 1G was just the ability to send voice messages over radio waves.
Okay.
Then we sort of expanded on that. We added texting at a certain point. That was 2G. 3G brought us the internet. 4G brought us high-speed internet.
Video.
And video. 5G is basically planning for a future where there are more connected devices and higher speeds.
How many more?
The rough estimate is that there are about 6 billion connected devices in existence today. And by 2020, I believe that we will see about 20 billion. So all of these things are going to be jumping online, and 5G will enable things that we cannot yet conceive of, right?
Yeah.
So we're talking about something that's 10 times faster, that is more ubiquitous than even 4G LTE, because, like, of course, you know, you've probably hit dead zones in the city. I have.
Yeah.
5G plans for all of that by creating a stronger mesh network between all of the different cell phone towers and the points between where they're sending the signal and where you're receiving it.
How soon are we going to actually see this stuff really hit our phones?
Well, so I would say relatively soon. I mean, this is something that clearly the cable companies want, and the ISPs are they want to provide this technology to people. The consumers want it as well. You know, the more Amazon Echoes that are sold and the more smart cars that are sold, the higher the demand is for high-speed internet. And in the near future, we're going to look back on 2017 and think, wow, I had to wait a whole minute to download a Netflix movie on my tablet.
Mike Nunez, he is tech editor at Gizmodo. Mike, thank you very much, man.
Thanks so much for having me.
Leaking blood is not an analogy that anyone likes to hear, but it's the one being used for Cloudbleed, the name for a new bug discovered in the code used on Cloudflare, the widespread internet security and website delivery service. The company has a lot of clients, including the websites Reddit, OkCupid, NASDAQ, but says the bug only impacted 150 of its over 5 million customers. Here to talk is Cloudflare CEO Matthew Prince. Matthew, how was the bug found?
It was found when Google was crawling the internet. And what they found was a whole bunch of anomalous data that showed up. And we were able to see that what was happening was our data was leaking a tiny bit of information about a handful of our customers.
Right. And when you say customers, you mean websites, some of which we've heard of, right?
Yeah, there were about 150 websites that we were able to discover had some private data that was indexed by Google.
Sure.
This was very different than, you know, when you hear about Yahoo leaking hundreds of millions of passwords. The sort of real-world analogy, which makes the most sense to me, is most hacking that you hear about is sort of the equivalent of burglars breaking into your office and stealing all of your file cabinets.
Right.
This was much more like you were sitting at a bar and there were two executives next to you talking about something that you shouldn't have necessarily heard. It was much more ephemeral, but that doesn't mean it wasn't potentially risky.
Yeah, I understand that. It's sort of like data that's not secure. Are these passwords? Are they usernames? Are they payment data on credit cards that have been input into websites that were your customers? What are we talking about?
Yeah, so it could have been anything that flowed through our network at any given period of time. So a chat application, there may be fragments of conversations that appeared there. You know, in a video streaming application, there may have essentially been a frame from a video. It would be the wrong reaction to say if you've used the internet at all or 2 weeks ago, go change everything. I'm a customer of at least 10% of the 150 customers that we saw some private data for that was out there. I haven't changed any of my passwords today. And that's not because I'm being cavalier about it. It's because it is much more likely that someone is sitting next to you in a bar watching you type your password in and writing it down than was there.
Are you going to do anything different going forward, or is this just something that happens sometimes?
There will always be flaws in software. The thing that we've spent the last week thinking about is how do we go back and review old software, which has been around a long time and seems like it's working just fine, but it may have some latent bug in it. So I think going back and reviewing that code is really important.
Matthew Prince, he's CEO of the company Cloudflare. Matthew, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And while we are talking about internet things that are hard to explain and understand, Bitcoin, the digital currency, hit an all-time high last week. Some people call it digital gold. And part of the reason it hit $1,137 per Bitcoin last week is the same reason that people have used to invest in gold: uncertainty. Specifically, global uncertainty related to worries about the impact of policies of someone else often associated with gold, President Donald Trump. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.